Lou Donaldson with Gene Harris here on this piece called Smooth Groove here on the Monday Sampler. Fortunato still with you on a lovely Monday afternoon here in the Rose City. Let's see, from this Blue Note album, Idle Moments, from 1965, Bob Crenshaw on the bass, Al Harwood on drums, Grant Green leading things off on guitar, Duke Pearson piano, and we have Bobby Hutcherson on the vibraphones, Joe Henderson on the tenor saxophone, a version of Django, a piece dedicated to Django Reinhardt, of course. And way back at the top of the show, at the last hour, we had Fletcher Henderson doing Christopher Columbus. Well, you're listening to the Monday Sampler, and we're going to get back into our radio adventure of the Fantastic Four. They're on the moon. They've discovered this amazing being who calls himself the Watcher. And as creatures like this are apt to do, they're going to put the Fantastic Four in a sort of combat against the Red Ghost and his evil apes for world domination. Something like that. Well, let's get into the action.
As soon as the thought has passed through the Watcher's mind, the Fantastic Four find themselves swept upward in a floating, spinning whirlpool of sheer energy, bringing them to a wide chasm in the moon's sea of storms, the site for the most crucial battle of their career.
What an amazing place! A civilization hundreds of years advanced from ours must have lived here hundreds of years ago.
That ancient city you saw through the port as we were landing.
Well, don't go souvenir hunting. The Watcher must have put Kragov and his apes here, too.
I hope so. If that guy wants a fight, I figure we're just the ones to give it to him.
This is all wrong. We shouldn't battle Kragov. Why can't we all explore space together as one brotherhood of Earthmen?
That's real noble, Stretcho, but Kragov ain't buying it. He thinks him and those apes can lick us and claim the moon for God knows what.
Hold on, Rockman. Nobody is strong enough to defeat the Fantastic Four.
That horrible man and those dreadful beasts. Probably watching us at this very minute, waiting to strike.
Right you are, female. And the first to whom shall be the first to experience my freeze bomb. See, it covers this target with a gas which turns to ice.
Look out, Johnny. If it gets you, you'll...
Talon Chester, but you are sacrificed. And I seize the arrow.
Oh, he's got Sue.
Come on, Matchstick. We're always looking for action.
A couple of fireballs ought to warm things up.
But the torch meets his first setback when the super baboon becomes a sheet of thick asbestos, smothering Johnny's flame. The thing rushes to Johnny's aid, and the Red Ghost barks out another order. A ton of fighting fury in the form of a maddened gorilla springs on the thing.
We got some fight on our hands! Yeah! Yeah!
The measure of a man is not how he fights a winning battle, but how bravely he faces hopeless odds.
Just let me get in one haymaker!
But before the thing can get within range...
That's it, Comrade Gorilla. We've done it! Our exposure to the cosmic rays has made us even more powerful than the Fantastic Four! This solar system will be ours!
This ape's magnetic-like power holds me so tight that I can't move.
Bring her to this strangely powered car I found. Your ape playmates will be along soon, and we shall all be gone before the others can recover.
Seconds later, using a vehicle designed by an unknown race, the Red Ghost, along with his super apes and Sue Storm, is speeding through an underground tunnel. While on the surface...
Hey, what happened to you, Thing?
I got mugged by a gorilla. Now skip the dumb questions and try thawing out Mr. Useless over there.
And a few minutes later...
Oh, that's better. Thanks, fellas. I would have died from exposure soon.
Kragov and his apes made off with Sue, right? What's our next move?
Brother, there's another brilliant question.
Well, they're at least as strong as we. When we find them again, we'll outthink them.
If that means we gotta use our brains, then we better leave this squirt behind.
Go suck on a rock, you big axe.
There's no time for bickering, you two. We've got lots of work ahead of us. Here's my plan.
And under the guidance of Mr. Fantastic, the torch and the thing create another vehicle, one capable of following their quarry into the dark subterranean labyrinth. At last, it is finished.
Good work, fellows. It's crude, but it'll do the job.
Are you kidding? How are we going to power this tin can?
We've got a ready-made motor. Torch, jump inside the cylinder and proceed with our plan.
Okay, Doc.
What's the story here?
You'll see. Flame on!
You mean he's turned you into a human jet engine?
Right on, pal. Reed's going to follow on foot.
Perhaps in all these scientific devices left by that ancient civilization, I can create a weapon that will defeat the Red Ghost.
Meanwhile, less than a mile away, a mile almost straight down.
So you see, Susan Storm, you cannot escape from this chamber. And this force field can keep my super apes from those packages of food. The hungrier they are, the more they seem to obey.
Gloat for now, but when Reed, Johnny, and Ben find you, you're gonna get yours.
Find me? I want them to find me. In fact, it's time for me to go lure them here. This locked door will keep you a prisoner, but nothing stands in the way of the Red Ghost.
I must find a way to terminate his force field in 3-8. There must be a control somewhere. There it is. Have I broken the circuit? The apes will be free. The apes are much too interested in the food to even notice me.
At the same time, unaware of what has happened in his absence...
There he is, Johnny. He just came out of the wall.
They see me.
Gotcha.
My plan is working perfectly. Now to go back through this wall. The door will undoubtedly burn through this stone to get me. And as soon as he appears, this ancient disintegrator ray will take care of them forever. Now I'll just aim it over there.
Oblivious to the deadly danger awaiting him, the human torch melts through the rock, heading for the Red Ghost.
Johnny, wait.
Sis,
you're safe.
Yeah, but a deadly ray gun of some sort is aimed right in your path.
It's not affecting you.
I guess it doesn't affect anything below the visible light spectrum.
Well, whatever it is, I'll make sure it doesn't menace anyone again.
You blasted rat! You've escaped my trap, but I'll get you yet!
It's Kragoff!
There you are, Mr. Untouchable. Let's see if heating the molecules in the air itself can make it too warm for you.
Escape is such a simple mission. Now I'll move my base of operations to the surface. There it is, the headquarters of the Watcher. What a fantastic storehouse of scientific marvels it must be. The whole universe will be mine. There is no one to stop me, for a man who cannot be touched cannot be stopped.
But as the Red Ghost looks around him, he finds the strange interior of the Watcher's domicile.
Beyond human understanding, it's so advanced, I never dreamed of such wonders.
Foolish Earthling!
That voice.
And with the voice, an enormous image appears before him.
You have dared disturb the privacy of the Watcher? In but a microsecond, I can transport you to a place in Limbo where you will remain for all eternity. Or by expending the merest amount of energy, I can throw you a million years into the past or the future. But you, helpless human, I shall merely brush you off my presence as one would a meddlesome flea. Be gone!
There he is.
Out of nowhere.
Let him have it, Reed. Hey, that gizmo works great.
You stopped the Red Ghost dead in his tracks.
This paralysis ray operates only on Kragoff's individual body structure.
If we've beaten him, then we've won.
Look, at the edge of that crater.
It's him, again.
The contest is over. You have triumphed. Now that mankind has reached the moon, I must go to a more distant part of the galaxy to observe you mortals. We Watchers must be ever apart from other races. I shall be departing soon, and when others of your kind return here, they will find no atmosphere. This artificial environment will evaporate without my presence. Remember this. No matter how far you travel in this limitless universe, you will never be alone. And now, farewell. Space is your heritage. See that you prove worthy of such a glorious gift.
As the awesome figure of the Watcher dissolves, our heroes prepare for the long journey home.
Red River hoses. Naked brains.
Well, I'll be glad to get back home, Reed.
Yes, that National Space Agency will be interested in this meteorite energy source.
And I'm sure that when you speak to the UN, they'll see to it that the moon isn't dominated by one nation.
We're just about ready over here.
The countdown is 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
But unknown to the weary Fantastic Four, they're heading into a still more amazing adventure, for they are about to again cross paths with two of their most dangerous foes. But that's a tale for another time.
Be here again on Monday at this same time when the Fantastic Four return from the moon, only to face the mighty Submariner and the sinister Puppet Master.
And that's our Fantastic Four adventure for today. In honor of the new movie that's just come out of the Fantastic Four, I think the Red Ghost and the Apes are in that film as well. So there's a lot of interesting stuff in this in these early issues. The one thing that Stan and Jack did that diverted from the sort of norm of the day is they never really, the villains aren't really defeated at the end every time. Many, more often than not, they're able to get away. The heroes just foil their plans, and so then the villain can come back, and as a nice fictional device that works really well. Now, over at DC, I remember reading a biography of the Gardner Fox, who was a longtime writer at DC, and you know he was working on the Adam Strange strip and a number of other ones, the Justice League, the Justice Society, even he helped create Hawkman and a number of other characters. He's the one who wrote the story of the two Flashes, the two different worlds. Or the Golden Age Flash and the Silver Age Flash exist. He had worked at Marvel for a little bit after leaving DC, and he felt that it was lazy over there because they never really resolved the story. They always like continued it later, and so he always worked. He and the editor Julie Swartz, they would always really work at getting a conclusion. They'd have some crazy villain attack like Adam Strange, and then he would totally defeat him. Well, that would mean that they couldn't use that villain again. They'd have to think up another one. So they had to keep thinking up new villains. Right here with Stan and Jack being very economical, they had the villains get away, and as we had in this little tag here, two of the villains are going to come back, but this time maybe they're teamed up together. And this is one of the other things that Stan Lee does, is mixing up the elements, bringing characters back, and really developing characters over a long time is the thing that he did. And so we see a little bit of that here in this issue number 13. We have the introduction of the Watcher, and this, of course, will lead us to Galactus and all sorts of other things. So very interesting, The Fantastic Four, written by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby together. So you're listening to the Monday Sampler. Oh, this is Babyface Willems on guitar. On the Hammond B3 organ, swinging at Sugar Ray's. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dexter Gordon with a piece called Soul Sister. And we started off with Babyface Willem on the Hammond B3 organ, swinging at Sugar Ray's. Well, you've been listening to the Monday Sampler. We're going to wrap things up here with some more Herbie Mann, this time with Greg Allman. A piece called Push, Push. Very nice lineup on this piece. This is called Push Push, title track from the album. Let's see, we have Bernard Purdy on the drums, Chuck Rainey on the bass guitar, Cornell Dupree on guitar, Dwayne Ullman on guitar, Richard T. on the organ and piano, and Herbie Mann on flute. Well, this has been Fortunato. We're wrapping things up here on the Monday Sampler. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to just end it up here with the Animals, Eric Burton, CC Writer. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! And keep listening to KBOO. And go to kboo.fm/give and back what you believe in. Help us stay on the air. So this is Fortunato. I'll see you in 2 weeks. I think it's going to be like August 8th. And I'll be back with more of the Monday Sampler. See you then.
Oh, see. CC Writer. Done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. CC Rider, see what you have done. Well, you made me love you. Now your good man has come. Ah, yeah. Well, I'm going. I went, baby. And I won't be back till fall.
Tune to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.